Welcome to Right Way Politics. We do politics the right way, the winning way. We leave the left way behind. This is Brian Kerwin, noted political consultant with Right Way Politics. And although it's 2024, 2025 is slowly creeping up on everybody's mind. I know it's only May of 2024. We have a lot of elections ahead of us. We've got congressional races. We've got Senate races. We've got the presidential race, all of it coming up in November, and a whole lot of local races too throughout the Commonwealth of Virginia and throughout the country, actually. And we're going to throw the stone a little bit further ahead, because a whole lot of Democrats are announcing they are running in 2025 for Virginia statewide office, and a lot of Republicans have not announced. So let's go through the list of Democrats. Of course, the big drama is running for governor, where we have Abigail Spanberger from Congress, from one of the lowest ranked, lowest rated, least popular elected bodies in American political history, running for the Democratic nomination. Kind of curious. I've always wanted to check something about that. She's got $3.6 million raised in her unlimited contribution state account for governor. Gave herself $1 million from her congressional account, which means I guess she's going to do whatever Congress tells her to do. A whole lot of six-figure and five-figure, a whole lot of $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 donations in her governor's account. Of course, as a sitting congressional representative, she could never take that much money in her congressional campaign account, but I guess she can take all the money she wants as long as she launders it through her state governor's race. But she has scared everybody else out of the field. Everybody thinks she's their Mary Sue Terry. Everybody thinks she's the Democrat lock to be the next governor of Virginia. Scared LeVar Stoney out of the race. LeVar Stoney announced he is dropping out of his race for governor and running for lieutenant governor, which prompted a whole lot of other announcements. There's a field of four right now for lieutenant governor among the Democrats. Senator Hashmi has filed to run state senator. Democratic Party represents the 15th district in Virginia. And a school board chair, Latif, from Prince William, I believe, announced. And also, Aaron Rouse, city council member from Virginia Beach, who ran for the state senate in the special election and won by the skin of his teeth, is now running for, after almost running for mayor and withdrawing, now running for lieutenant governor. Switches teams almost as often as he did in the NFL, but he's running for lieutenant governor as well. No announcements for attorney general yet among the Democrats. Everybody is expecting Jay Jones to throw his hat in the ring, but the field is clear thus far for attorney general. And but that's pretty early for four lieutenant governor announcements and a prohibitive favorite to get the nomination for governor to be in May 2024 for a race in 2025, and to have it all finalized pretty much is kind of surprising. No announced candidates for the Republican nominations for governor, for lieutenant governor, for attorney general. Of course, Governor Glenn Youngkin cannot run for re-election with Virginia's one-term limit. So the odds-on favorites to put their name into the hat are, of course, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears and the attorney general, Jason Meares. And my guess, I have no inside information on any of this, but my guess, a lot of this is going to depend on what happens with Republican nominee Donald Trump. Donald Trump winning in November throws this into a bit of a mess. Now, of course, Trump loses and Winsome Earl Sears, Jason Miaris, lined up for the gubernatorial contest for the Republican nomination. But what if Trump wins? Could Governor Glenn Youngkin be in line for an appointment? Well, no. Secretary of Commerce or something like that. Something that would really be befitting of him and something that would set him up nicely for a future run for the U.S. Senate. If that should happen, Winsome Earl Sears automatically upon Glenn Youngkin leaving office prior to the end of his term would become governor. It would be Governor Winsome Earl Sears, and that would make her very difficult to defeat for the nomination. But what is in Jason Miaris' future? Could the Attorney General of Virginia be on a short list, be in line for Attorney General of the United States under a President Trump? So a lot of things can happen should Donald Trump become president. A lot of things could happen that will directly impact Virginia's races. And then we would have a clear field if, oddly enough, two Virginians get selected by Donald Trump to serve in some capacity. Then the floodgates would open, and it would open rather quickly. These announcements would happen January and February of next year. Wouldn't be a whole lot of time to get a lot of signatures to get on the ballot in Republican races. So questions about if Republicans have any statewide candidates running for office, either Winsome Earl Sears running for lieutenant governor again, or running for governor, Jason Miaris running for re-election for attorney general, or running for governor. A lot of moving parts depending on what happens this November. Of course, the simplest path forward to predict will be if Donald Trump does not become president again. We pretty much have our gubernatorial contest set here, I'm pretty sure. An appointment for Youngkin, an appointment for Miaris, even an appointment for Winsome Sears, you never know. All these complicating nuances could change exactly what the elections look like next year. Nobody's lined up for a lieutenant governorship candidacy. Nobody's announced. There's a few whispers, but nothing formal. Nobody's announced for attorney general. So this looks like we may be in Virginia on the Republican side in a big holding pattern, trying to see what will happen next year. And nothing, I suspect, will be firm and sure until we find out who will be president of the United States in 2025. The outcome of that determines what Virginia and their elections will be in 2025. Of course, the Democrats, they seem pretty set for governor. Not many takers chomping at the bit for attorney general. It looks like a free-for-all for lieutenant governor is frequently is the case among the Democrats. Traditionally, if you go through Virginian politics, decades upon decades, the lieutenant governorship is the Democrats' springboard to the governorship. Has been that way traditionally and continues to this day. That's why there's always a big fight for lieutenant governor among the Democrats, and not usually a big fight for attorney general. When the few times that Democrats run and win an attorney general's race in Virginia, those candidates don't tend to go much further than that. It's usually the last office they hold. So there's always a race for lieutenant governor among the Democrats. It's usually the opposite in Republican circles. There's usually a big battle for attorney general. And not usually a crowded field for lieutenant governor, no. In 2021, there certainly was a crowded field for lieutenant governorship. So we don't know if we're going to see that again. If you're in the business of predicting what's going to happen in Republican politics next year, everything's going to be decided in November or soon after. So the question that really is on everybody's lips is, what does the future hold for Glenn Youngkin? What does the future hold for Jason Miaris? And potentially, what does the future hold for Winsome Sears? Any one of those three that gets a presidential appointment from Donald Trump, and it throws a whole lot of curveballs into the statewide races next year. We'll be following them very, very closely. Plus, we've got a U.S. Senate race coming up. Tim Kaine has Republicans vying for the opportunity to face him this November on this November's ballot. And we've got some Democratic primaries going on in congressional races in Virginia. We're going to look at them in the future. But for now, this is Brian Kerwin, political consultant from Virginia. You listen to Right Way Politics. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you find your way back to Right Way Politics.